I'm Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with Peter Karasotis, author, along with Felipe Alou, of a wonderful book about Felipe, his family, his life in baseball. And Peter, you hit a big one here. This is good.
Marty, I didn't know. You know a good story when you see one. And as I got into spending time with Felipe, I just didn't know that what I was mining was going to be so much gold. And the story of the family, where he came from out of a 15 by 15 foot shack. I grew up sleeping on the floor, the oldest of six kids, mom and dad, in a 15 by 15 foot shack in the Dominican Republic. And his dream was to become a doctor. It wasn't to play baseball. And he was going to the University of Santo Domingo. He had an uncle who had a little bit of money, and he was the oldest, and that was going to be the pathway to become a doctor and sort of lead the way for the family. And he was a track and field athlete more than a baseball player and a javelin thrower. Of course, we all know he could run. And he made the Pan Am Games in 1955, and they're down in Mexico City. Serendipity. One of the players on the baseball team got thrown off and sent back home for insubordination. Felipe wasn't even on the baseball team. They came to him and they said, "We need to take you off the track team. We need you on play baseball and for the Pan Am Games, so come over, we'll give you a glove and a uniform." He wasn't even prepared. Led the team to the gold medal at the Pan Am Games in 1955 and beat the United States to do so. And obviously that drew the attention of scouts. Now, nobody had ever signed out of the Dominican Republic ever. Ozzie Virgil was born in the Dominican but grew up in the Bronx. So a legendary scout, Rabbit Martinez, comes to the Dominican, comes to the 15 by 15 foot shack, and offers the family 200 pesos to sign Felipe Alou. And his parents said, "No, he's going to become a doctor." They came back again. Felipe knew that his dad owed the grocer 200 pesos, signed a contract. 2 years later, he's in the outfield with Willie Mays. How about that?
What a great story. Peter Karasotis is with us. Peter, tell us the title of the book and where people can get it, because it's stories like that. He's such an interesting man. So go ahead, tell us about the book and where you can get it.
The title of the book is simply Alou, and everybody knows the family name. And actually, the book starts out with Felipe saying, "My name is not Alou," because when he came to this country, it was his name is Felipe Rojas, and then they always put the mother's maiden name on the back end, which is Alou. He didn't know enough English. He didn't know any English when he came here, so they put Alou on his jersey, and he didn't know how to correct it. But the name is Alou. Of course, the three Alou brothers and Moises, and then he had Mel Rojas was his half-brother's son, and then Jose Sosa was also related to them. So six major leaguers came, but the title of the book is Alou, My Baseball Journey. Very simple. People can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It'll be in the souvenir shops, Dugout Club, Dugout Shop here in Scottsdale and in San Francisco. So all the bookstores and also the online regular places like Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Boy, terrific. What a great story. I love talking to him, and believe me, the book is outstanding, and these stories are just legendary, and his quotes are legendary. "Show me the man first, then the player," and things like that. He's an amazing man. How did you get together with him?
Years ago, when he was managing the Montreal Expos, I was a sports columnist in the Gannett chain in Florida, and where I grew up, along the east coast of Florida, was near where he started his career, in Cocoa, Florida. And as a kid, I used to go to Cocoa, Florida, which was the next town over from where I grew up, and watch spring training games. I probably got Jesus's autograph many times when he was with the Astros, because the Astros used to spring train there. But I knew, as a columnist, you know, during spring training, I was looking for story ideas, and I knew that he had started his career in Cocoa. So one day before a spring training game at Vieira, I guess the Marlins were probably spring training there, I walked up to him at the batting cage and I introduced myself and Mr. Alou. I said, "I don't know, do you remember starting your career just up the road here in Cocoa, Florida?" Well, anybody who knows Felipe knows his mind is like, his memory is unbelievable. He remembered the street he lived on, the family that housed him, his batting average. He led the league that year, .380 batting average. And then he just started telling me stories about what it was like, the racism. Actually started his career in Lake Charles. They wouldn't let him play. And when he was there for about a month and a half and got about 9 at-bats, the Giants, and they passed a law they passed a law that blacks couldn't work together with whites. So the Giants sent him on a Greyhound bus to Coco so he could start his career there. And he didn't know any English. All he was doing, it was like a 2-3 day trip, was getting some peanuts out of the vending machine. He knew that the last stop was Miami, Florida, and he said, I really just wanted to stay on the bus all the way to Miami and just go back to the Dominican and go back to school and become a doctor. But he didn't want to let the scout down. He didn't want to let people down. He felt like this might be an opportunity to not only make a name for himself and his family, but his country as well. And so he started his career in Coco. After that, Marty, you know, during spring training when the Expos would come up, he was like a go-to guy for a columnist, as he's a go-to guy for all of us in the media. And one day, Bruce Bochy's from that area, and Bruce and I were talking, and I mentioned that I always felt like Felipe would be a really good book, and Bruce facilitated that. It took me about 4 years to get him, convince him to do it. And finally, we sat down in his home, and we got started. I live about 2.5 hours away from him in Florida. And as I mentioned, I knew he was a good story, and I knew that he had a real good memory. But once you get into the stories, there's a whole chapter on Roberto Clemente. You know, I had no idea that he was best friends with Clemente. A lot of those things, you just start getting into a book and you find out anecdotes and different insights that he has that just is, I really am proud of this book. And I think it's an important book for baseball and for the history of his country. And so I hope people get it, because I you know, as a writer, when you really have latched on to something special, and this is special, and that guy is special.
Yeah, great to have you on, Peter Karasotis. The book is Alou. You can get it everywhere, and we'll have it in San Francisco shortly. Peter, nice to have you on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Marty. I appreciate it as well.
Yeah, very good. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.